In this chapter, we're going to focus on how to manage the expat rights as a part of our entire onboarding process from a human resource management point of view, how the entire management of the expat rights is one of the important chapters which we are going to focus in detail. This particular chapter's objective is to understand by the end of this chapter, we will be able to understand what is the need for the organization to employ the expat rights? What are the selection methods typically used to hire the expats? What are the selection criteria for the expat rights to be able to onboard them? And how is family readiness important from the overall expat selection? How to prepare the expat and his family for a project in a foreign country? What are the stages where the expatriate goes through the entire process while adjusting to the new culture, the whole process of how they manage the overall expectations in the process of hiring and onboarding, and post that the talent development and other HR practices from a human resource management point of view? How does the organization manage the expatriate performance and compensation? What are the repatriation and what is involved in a successful repatriation process? This is what the chapter is going to focus, and the broad points which we are going to detail, you know, chapter-wise, there are seven important topics which we are going to discuss in detail. The first topic is the need for the, you know, expatriates. The second point we are going to discuss on the entire expatriate selections. The third point is the preparation part. The fourth point focuses on the adjustment management, how they adjust in the culture of the entire expat management system. The fifth point talks about the rewards and performance management. The sixth part is the exit and the repatriation process. And of course, a quick summary at the end of the chapter becomes your point number seven. This is how the entire chapter will be divided into these small topics from topic number one to topic number seven. Let's deep dive into these topics one by one, focusing on the first topic, which says need of expat rights. Why do you think there is a need of an expat rights? It's as simple as that. As a global organization today, every country, every global organization, every business process is looking for hiring the expat rights into their organization, because it not only develops the current manpower and the current ecosystem, it also helps them to develop the cross-cultural sensitivity and hire people from outside their home country. That's the reason today expat rights are in demand, and today many expat rights are looking for international opportunities very frequently, because they know the compensation benefits and the overall benefit of working in a foreign location, on an international location, and away from their home location is definitely going to be beneficiary. That's the reason of late, if you see in the last few years, a lot of expatriates have taken up international assignments and have started moving out there from their home country to international locations. Why there is a need of the expats? Before an organization begins its recruitment, expatriates, it is essential that they consider whether the expat role is aligned to the overall business strategy. Only if they think that they are able to work together fruitfully, successfully, there will be definitely a role alignment, expectations mapping, and only post that the entire process will be initiated. And that's the reason there is a concept of role alignment to the expat from a business strategy. This will involve identifying the following things. First, results, metrics, and experiences that are crucial to executing the overall organization's business strategy. It is also an important part of to understand the capabilities and the competencies that define the ideal candidate and the success. And of course, the last point here on the screen talks about clear reasoning as to why an expat is the best talent source for the particular role. And this is what is very important aspect, which talks about why do we need expat, purely from a expectations point of view, and of course the demand of new expat, the demand of new skills demand of new people in the organization, expat becomes one of the crucial element of hiring candidates from outside location, because they will be able to give you the overall international cultural aspect in your business processes. As per the survey in February 2009, the US consulting firm named as Simpson Consulting, a division of Siegel, published the article which clearly mentioned on the internet that it indicated that the most multinational are there willing to pay for the differentiated talent, citing the anticipated returns on investment, typically ROI, what we say, as one of the primary drivers. And that's the reason if you see the graph, the figures, the numbers which are shown on the screen, from an average rank, particularly into operations, research, legal, finance, sales, marketing, human resources, on the right hand side, what the current average is, and 2 years ago, what the numbers were. And that's the reason we see there's a huge need of the expatriates who are currently most often being recruited or deployed, most often into a common, assignments. Typically, the study which was done in February 2009, this is what the study spoke about, typically the current trend and the 2 years ago. And that's the reason the average ranking of the manpower, has been one of the constant, there's a constant growth stability here. And that's the reason today more and more expats are looking for international opportunities. According to the Simpson study, operations and research and development were the two functions which reportedly responded are recruiting, deploying, or maintaining expatriates. Further, business and industry knowledge and leadership, strategic leadership, are the top capabilities which are considering from an expertise candidature. And this is what the study talks about, how they are able to manage the industry benchmark, they are able to manage their business well. And the study also mentioned the development areas of the functions, typically which are managing and recruiting the expats. The expertise success and job performance is closely related to intercultural adjustments, and the same is true of families. Given that it is critical and companies are rigorously given in the current scenario, it's mentioned, it's been demonstrated that given that it is crucial for the companies to use the rigorous selection process to identify which employee would likely to be succeeded as expatriates, the selection process should also include consideration of the family and the other important elements of a family, concept, or the other members of the family from the expat management point of view. Several characteristics determine the expatriate's expected level of success, which is the job skills, motivation state, language skills, relationship skills, and family situation. And that's the reason the study mentioned about these important elements of managing the expat success journey from a job performance related point of view, and how these jobs and these challenges have been adjusted from an overall management point of view. Technical competency is the most often used, the selection criteria for the expat, but that is rarely the best selection technique. And that's the reason it's always debated that, to be able to identify somebody purely on the technical competency, will that be the right approach or not? Hence, a balanced approach which focuses on the technology, at the same time, the overall, performance of the candidate, at the same time, the social index of the candidate, at the same time, how he or she is able to behave from a behavioral skills point of view, are one of the important elements which also need to be considered along with the technical competency. Conflict resolution skill is one of the most important skill which every expatriate today needs it, because as a part of our international exposure, lot of conflict resolution needs to be considered as a part of their day-to-day work-related activities. Expatriate must also have a strong belief in the assignment if it is to be a successful and they must believe that the assignment will be advantageous for their careers from a long-term point of view. And hence, if you're able to have this value addition and you're able to understand what their expectations are from an expert rights point of view, it is very, very beneficial for them if they have a strong belief that this particular assignment will be successful and they will be able to get their, you know, midterm, short-term and long-term benefits as a part of their entire expert rights journey. Now the question comes that the need of expats from an economic viability point of view, it is important that to look at the extent to which the role creates real economic values, how it affects the company's strategic intent, and what, if any, corporate objective which would be at risk if the role and the definite expertise need to perform it did not exist. Hence, it's very important to be able to understand the economic viability of the entire expat management, and that's the reason it's clearly mentioned that from a role point of view, what value we are able to create, what value proposition we are able to bring it on the table from a strategic intent point of view. To ensure that a strong ROI, the expatriate talent management must be driven by clear cost accountabilities and the success matrix and cost effective economies. And that's the reason clearly if you mention about the ROI, the cost, the productivity, the overall performance, the success ratio, your entire matrix, these are certain numbers which will clearly help you to understand that yes, this particular expat, there is a lot of value from an economical viability point of view, and hence it is very important for all the people, particularly working from an expat management, to ensure that there is a strong ROI in the overall process which they are working for. Many organizations that have decided to retain the expat rights are taking steps to control the cost, because obviously cost is one of the important parameters on which your overall profit and your overall organization success is depending upon. A prominent number of multinational now use a local plus compensation plan which combines a local package and one-time lump sum to cover the living and the tax expenses. And this is one of the prominent practices which many countries, which many expats today are following, because here they are getting the benefit of a local pay. At the same time, they're also getting a one-time local package to manage the expectations and the hardship which they have entered, which they have agreed to get into the business. Now let's understand the need of expats, economic viability. In many developing countries, the indigenous workforce may be more qualified than it was prior to recent recession. And hence, from the recession point of view, many developing countries today are, planning and working on streamlining all their processes from an expat management point of view. And that's the reason it has also been one of the points we are discussing, that how to streamline and how to make these businesses more fruitful from a long-term point of view. Some countries are even experiencing a return of high educated and experienced workers who until recently were working in the US and in the developed nations, further improving the local tool talent pool. And that's the reason these are the trends which are clearly visible, particularly in the US and other developed nations, where many of the countries are focusing on experiencing on high return of highly educated and experienced workers who until then were working in the US. And that's the reason there is a lot of demand and lot of study and discussion has been done from the expat economic viability point of view. As a result, even multinationals that are retaining expats, expatriates, and are considering long-term plans to replace them with highly qualified local. And that's the reason today many locals have taken up big assignments, and the expats in few cases has taken a backseat because of many reasons, because as a multinational they are planning to retain the expat rights and are considering long-term plans to replace them with highly qualified locals. Most of the multinational organizations are still willing to pay the business capabilities and experience that differentiate expats from the local talent when they have identified a clear need. And that's the reason you see a clear difference between the local demand and the expat demand, and basis on the gap, how well they are able to utilize the expats in the current labor market from overall business point of view. They recognize that certain functions need expatriate talent, and that local talent may not always have the desired skills set to replace the expatriate. And that's the reason in few cases, there's a clear need that every time when a local, when the local employees, when the local people are hired as a part of a local talent pool, may not be every time able to give that justice to what an expat can do. And that's the reason there is always a constant debate between the skill set and the expectation mapping, between the local and the expat. And that's the reason, basis on the benefits, basis on the detailed study, every organization today is becoming cost conscious, because if an expat is working in your home location, obviously they comes with higher costs. If they're replaced with the local, manpower, definitely the cost reduces. Whereas from a skill set point of view, in few cases, both of them perform at par, and in few cases the local perform much better because they have the local expertise. Again, this depends on case to case what exactly the organization is looking for. Now that we spoke about the economic viability and other expat related discussion, let's get into the process of the selection of the expatriate. When we talk about the selection part, it is very important for you to hire the right talent for the right time, at the right time, for the right skill set. And that's the reason there are certain traffic, there are certain type of staffing policies which we are focusing. And that's the reason the ethnocentric approach, staffing policy is one that which all key management positions are filled by the parent country nationals. And that's the reason here the focus is purely on to fill up these positions from the parent country nationals. This is one of the approaches from a staffing policy point of view. The polycentric approach focuses on recruitment host country nations to manage the subsidiaries, while the parent country national to occupy the key positions at corporate headquarters is one of the second approach. In the geocentric approach, the approach seeks that the best people for key jobs throughout the organization, regardless of the nationality. And that's if you see from an ethnocentric approach to polycentric approach and to a geocentric approach, basis on the company's philosophy, basis on their staffing policies, basis on the need and basis on the requirement, they are either hiring people from their home location, from the parent country location. In few cases they are occupying the corporate headquarters and few other key positions, which is from a polycentric approach. And from a geocentric approach, here it is purely basis on the skill set, which the value which they bring it on the table, regardless where they belong, whether they are a local national or they are from an expat international location. That's the reason from an international staffing point of view, selecting and recruitment good employee is most difficult part in other countries. And that's the reason when we talk about the international staffing, especially hiring people from outside your country becomes a little difficult. And that's the reason your selection and recruitment process from a good employment point of view is one of the greatest challenges which everybody currently is facing a problem of. For example, until recently in Russia, very few Russians had resumes available to give to a prospective employers with vacant position. As a result, resume of traditional methods were hardly being used for recruitment and was done only by word of mouth. And that's the reason, basis on the international staffing parameters, this was one of the study done in Russia, where typically from a resume building point of view, these were the important parameters which were considered from an international staffing per se. Another staffing challenge is decide whether mix of local employees, employees from the home country, and even employee from third countries that will be best meet to the organizational goal. And that's the reason, based on the requirement, whether they need people from a mixed country, third country, developed country, and based on the need of the staff, the management will decide that what mix they need to take, consider from an overall staffing, international staffing point of view. In staffing and overseas operation, cost is a major factor to be considered, because these are definitely very, very costly affairs which they need to take care. The cost of an establishment or a manager or a professional in other country can run as high as $1 billion for a 3-year job assignment. And that's the reason, if you see, they are very, very cost conscious from overall, you know, a business, from overall development, management, and from an overall cost, efficiency point of view. And that's the reason today, every manager or every professional who is currently running their business, there is a lot of need and there's a lot of requirement from an expat, management point of view. And that's the reason these numbers which are mentioned on the screen definitely are looking for, something which is typically into a 3-year job assignment, particularly when we refer to the expats. From international staffing selection methods, we are focusing on how more experts agree to on a selection criteria to be used to select the expatriates. However, there is no consensus or particular benchmark on which method need to be used from an overall selection point of view. Hence, a lot of detailed study needs to be done from a international staffing selection methods point of view. Personality and psychometric psychological tests have been used for selection in past. However, researchers believe that these tests are not predictors of the cultural adjustments or the expatriate success at a particular location. Because from a psychological, from a typical, personal personality test or test and personal personality, personality related assessments, in past, a lot of biasness was being discussed, was being visible from a typical adjustments of the expat success management. And hence, when a psychometric assessment point of view, always remember, friends, you have to keep certain margin between, whereas whatever numbers we agree upon, there will be a slight margin of either positive on the negative side, because whenever somebody does a assessment, either from a personality testing or psychological or psychometric testing, the results may vary from person to person, and you may not arrive to a common conclusion for the same person who's giving the result, who's giving the assessment second time. And that's the reason a lot of psychological impact, psychological reasons come into picture when we talk about the international staffing selection methods. They also highlight the fact that most psychological tests have been developed in the US and therefore carry a cultural context of that particular country. And that's absolutely acceptable, or something which is a question to understand and to debate upon that. This particular study was for one particular country. It may vary from country to country. It may vary from organization to organization. And that's the reason you have to be sensitive about different cultural assessments. And that's the reason from a selection point of view, you have to take care of your selection, staffing and selection methods appropriately. Non-US cultures may not fit in the same context. And that's the reason another challenge that the new countries, typically UK, Australia, for instance, there is a lot of controversy on using this psychological test and assessments. Assessment centers are also rarely used under this selection criteria. Many a times, you know, organizations do not take these assessments very, very seriously. It's very important for all of us to understand that when we do any assessment, when we develop any assessment center, it's a time-consuming activity. But of course, if you have done it in the right way, you definitely will get the results from an overall assessment center point of view. And that's the reason using the right assessment for your staffing-related challenges will be one of the important criteria which will be highlighted in the subsequent chapter. From international selection staffing criteria, three famous theories exist about the succession, about the successful selections of the expats. The Tung in the year 1987 mentioned about this particular criteria, which cited by Dahl, in the year 1994. Similarly, there was a study which was done in 1991 by Mendelson and the Audio, and the study which was mentioned in 1989, which was later cited by Dowling in 1994, focuses on the Ronalds model. These were a few international models which were being discussed from an international staffing and selection criteria's point of view. From an international staffing selection criteria, Tung, which was mentioned in the year 1987, cited by Dowling in the year 1994, they conducted and empirically studied in 80 US MNCs and made some significant conclusions that are still meaningful today from an overall study and research point of view. These identifies four typical general categories under the selection criteria. The first criteria spoke about the technical competency, which is on-the-job competency. To select the best qualified person task, it is naturally a first considered the person's ability to perform certain tasks, his or her special knowledge and skills required by the job. So technically, technical competence, which typically is equal to job related success factors from all the day-to-day activities, which is one of the essential criteria of the selection. And that's the reason technical competency, which is on the job competency of these particular expats, is one of the important criteria which was identified into one of the four categories referring to the first one. The second characteristic, the second personalities we are referring to here is the personal characteristics. Apart from the technical competency, personal characteristics have been identified as important predictors and the expatriate's success. When the personal characteristics are used in the selection process, the companies usually test the expatriates from a cross-cultural suitability point of view, and hence this is also one of the important study which was done by Tung as a part of the international staffing selection criteria. The point number three focuses here the environmental the environmental variables, which focuses on the cultural loyalty, is the main part in the environmental variables. The culture novelty means a gap of differences which exist in the countries between the home and the host country location. If there is a high degree of dissimilarity between cultures, there might be a clash of different values, norms, and behaviors. Besides culture novelty, there are some other ordinary elements which are one of the important, from an environmental variables point of view, such as favorable living conditions and assignment duration, which is typically, from assignment duration, certainly is one of the criteria which typically talks about, from a delivery point of view, the assignment during certainty. And these are the important parameters we need to focus from the international staffing selection criteria, which Tung mentioned about. The fourth important parameter here, when we discuss about the environmental variables, the fourth important part is the family situation, which is one of the main reason the expatriates failure in adaptability of the family adjustments to a new environment. Studies have found that the adjustments of the spouse was positively related to the adjustments of the expats. And that's the reason, from a work-life balance, from a family balance point of view, this is one of the important criteria which we need to consider from the selection criteria of international staffing. And that's the reason Tung mentioned about these four important parameters, focusing on technical competency on the job, personal characteristics for the resources whom we are onboarding, the environmental variables, and definitely the fourth point was the family situation. As a part of the international staffing selection, one of the studies which was done by Mendehall and Audio, it clearly mentioned that in the year 1991, the four dimension of this particular success to a foreign posting was discussed in these four important elements. The first element was self-orientation, wherein the expatriates with high self-esteem, self-confidence, and with mental well-being accepts better to the foreign situation. And this particular dimensions comprises of three sub-factors. These three sub-factors of the self-orientation focuses on reinforcement of the substitution, stress reduction, and technical competency. When you talk about the reinforcement, substitution means replacing activities that bring pleasure and happiness in the home culture with similar yet different activities that exist in the host country, host culture. Stress reduction, adapting to the new physical environment includes limitations of housing, climate, or some other values or other parameters which may cause stress. Hence, the stress reduction point was discussed from a overall study of international staffing point of view. From a technical competency point of view, we spoke that possessing the necessary technical expertise to do the same seems to be an important part of the expatriate adjustment. And that's the reason, from a study of self-orientation, these were the three important parameters which were discussed upon. From the other orientation point of view, it was discussed that this particular dimension encompasses activities and attributes that enhance the expatriate's ability to interact effectively with the host locations, nationals, and it consists of the sub factors as under. First is the relationship development, the ability to develop a long-lasting friendship with the host nationals emerged as an important adjustment factor in overseas adjustment from an overall long-term expat management point of view. Willingness to communicate, is one of the parameters which was well adjusted. Expat rights showing a willingness to engage in considerable observation, listening, experimental, and risk taking above all is one of the active involvement with others. Being able to use anecdotes, jokes, poems, proverbs, movies, and sports, stars, history, etc., are known as controversial, conversational coins, and injecting these into the conversation, the host would show that they are one of them. And that's the reason when you do, it clearly shows their willingness to communicate, willingness to adjust to the new environment. In the one of the selection criteria which we spoke about, between the selection criteria, where we spoke about the self-orientation, reinforcement of substitution, stress reduction, technical competencies, the others orientation from a relationship development point of view, and from a willingness to communicate point of view. Now we are focusing on the part of the perceptual dimension. Under this particular point number 3 of perceptual dimension, the ability to understand why foreigners behave the way they do is an important in adjusting the unfamiliar culture. While adjusting the expat where non-judgmental and non-evaluative when particularly from interpreting the behaviors of host nation. And that's the reason this was one of the important point which was considered as a part of the international staffing selection criteria. Typically, Manhandel and Odo had mentioned about it. The fourth point under the cultural toughness dimension focuses the culture of some countries are more difficult to adapt to that of some other countries. Thus, how well the expatriate adjusts to the overall overseas the experiences seems to be in the part of the relative to the country of the assignment, and hence basis on the country in which they are particularly working upon. There's a lot of dimensions being discussed from a cultural toughness point of view. It is also it also appears that some culture may be extra culturally tough to adapt for women because of the inherent male dominant value system under those cultures. And that's the reason, particularly from from an orientation point of view, when you talk about the male dominance and it is little tough for the woman to accept and inherit this particular concept from a from a culture, so typically from an international staffing point of view. As a part of the international staffing selection criteria, which was mentioned by Ronald's model, the Ronald's model here focuses on basis which is based on the Tune's finding. He describes five categories of attributes as the predictor's success, which is clearly visible on the screen. Let's understand this element of the international staffing selection criteria of Ronald model, of the Ronald model, which typically is derived by based on the findings of Tunes. Now that we are discussing the Ronald's model, the Ronald's model, let's understand the categories of attributes of the expatriate success. If you see on the left hand side, we have the parameters of job factor. Once you move on the right hand side, you see the the relationship dimension of it. Then on the right hand side at the center, if you see belief from a motivational state. On the right hand side further, you see the family situation, and at the end we have the language skills. And that's the reason, basis on the understanding of this particular study from a job factor point of view, your technical skills, your familiarity with the host country headquarters, and at the same time the managerial skills, the administrative skills and competencies are one of the important parameters being considered from a job factor point of view. From a relational dimension point of view, here the element of tolerance and ambiguity, the behavioral flexibility, non-judgmental non-judgmentalism, culture and empathy quotients, and the low the low elements, and the interpersonal skills, these were the points which were discussed under this particular element. Once you move at the center, you see the motivational state, which talks about the belief in the mission, the concurrences with the clear career path, the interest in which the overseas experience comes into picture, the interest in the specific trust of the country's culture, and willingness to acquire a new patterns of behavior and the attitude from a study point of view has been discussed. On the right hand side further, we focus on the family situation, which is willingness of the spouse to live abroad, adaptive and supportive spouses, stable marriages were one of the important elements which were studied as a part of our international staffing selection criteria. And on the right hand side, the last part focuses on the language skills, wherein the host country language is one of the important elements from a cultural setting point of view. And of course, the non-verbal communication, because here the expat need to understand this element from an international staffing point of view.